104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Glass or shard, don't get your money's worth. With this show, in half an hour, I've got to see the show. It's the dynamo. You've got to see the show. It's rock and roll.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on the beautiful University of Guadalajara campus in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Today is Saturday, February 23rd, 2019. We've got a busy, busy week here at the campus, and that's what I like to talk about first. The main purpose of this show, which was started about 4.5 years ago by Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado, our general rector, and myself and Marina de los Santos and Brenda and Sergio and Hector and a whole group of people. The main purpose of this is try to get the English-speaking community here in the Bay of Banderas involved in what goes on here at this campus. We have an unbelievable, beautiful campus here. It's in Estapa. If you don't know where that is, it's the road going to Estapa. It's basically the highway that's right behind Home Depot. Most people know where Home Depot and Costco is because those are kind of two landmarks here. But it's about Home Depot is about 3 miles north of the airport, right before the Jamaica River, which divides the state of Jalisco and the state of Nayarit. So anyway, you turn right before the Home Depot, go take a quick right, come down about 2.5 miles, it's on the right-hand side. I highly urge you go to the university's website, which is www.cuc.udg.mx. Look at our website. You'll have an opportunity to see all the exciting things that are happening here at the University of Guadalajara in Puerto Vallarta. And I hope you take some time and come out to the campus and see some of the special, special things we have here on campus or some of the special events. One of the special events we have going on right now is at our Peter Gray Museum. Peter Gray was a very generous man, him and his wife, Berkey, who Mr. Gray passed away several years ago, but left an extensive art collection to the university. And under the guidance of his wife, Berkey, we have a beautiful, beautiful building that is basically an art museum. And it's open almost every day except Sunday from around 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish, till about 4 o'clock. We have some beautiful, beautiful works of art that are permanent from the Peter Gray Museum, and then other pieces of art that have been donated to the university. We have about 20 different sculptures here on campus. Most of them are permanent. We have about 6 left over from the International Sculpture Forum that was here in November. And if you don't know about that event, it's an unbelievable opportunity to come to the campus and watch international sculptors. And when I say international, we had 11 the first year. We had 9 last year. And I'm talking from Mexico, Turkey, China, Cuba, Spain, Argentina, Norway, United States. These are famous sculptures from all over the world that come here on campus. They start with raw materials, mainly stainless steel and synthetic concrete, and they actually build on campus these sculptures. It's an unbelievable opportunity to come out and watch these men and women at work. They're very incredibly talented, and we're very, very fortunate to have a lot of the sculptors left here on campus, but some of them go to different parts of Puerto Vallarta. If you go into the airport, we have a brand new one right there at the entrance of the airport on the hill that's kind of where the overpass comes down. There's a beautiful sculptor there. There's one large one down south towards Conchichina. There's one beautiful one here right at the entrance of the university. And there's some in Fubial, Pidial. The idea of Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado, our general rector, was to beautify some of the other neighborhoods around the Bay of Banderas besides just the Malecón. If you've been up and down the Malecón, you know there's probably 40 different sculptures there from various different artists, and they're just really, really beautiful. They're fun to watch and see. They're very interactive. You'll see kids climbing on them or people taking pictures with them. And there's a gentleman named Gary Thompson. He gives a tour twice a week, I think on Tuesday mornings and Thursday evenings, from the Rosita Hotel. They walk all the way down the Malecón, and they show stories, talk about all the different artists that made these sculptures, what the history is behind them. So if you don't know anything about the art, the sculpture art walk, you need to do that. And it's just amazing. And Gary's been doing that for, I think, about 13, 14 years, maybe more. I might be cutting him very short. But anyway, it's a lot of years, and it's a great way to understand all the different sculptures. But getting back to the campus, we still have about 5 or 6 remaining on campus that are here. And I highly urge you to come and look at those sculptures and then look at the new art exposition we have here on campus. It's going to last for about another week and a half. So that's one thing to do here. Also every Wednesday and Friday we have movies here in our main auditorium, which is about a 600 seat air conditioned. That may not be too important today, but here in about 2 or 3 months it will be very important. Beautiful auditorium. It's a very, very large screen, as large as you're going to see at any of the theaters here in town. Great Dolby sound system. Every Wednesday we show films that are musically related. Matter of fact, this coming Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we're going to be showing a concert film of a group called Kings of Leon. Again, it'll be on February 27th at 1 p.m. So every Wednesday, there's some kind of film, concert film with music. Then on Fridays, we show different types of movies. Right now, we're kind of in the Oscar buzz. As everybody knows, tomorrow night is Oscar Sunday. I'm going to be in Los Angeles. There's a lot of great, great movies up for the bid of best films. But there's also great actors and actresses that are trying to win awards, as well as sound, mixing, production, engineering, directing, producing, lots of different categories. We're going to show some of the films that are up for the Oscar for Best Film. Matter of fact, next Friday, March 1st at 1 p.m., we're going to be showing Roma. which is a very, very unique film shot in black and white here in Mexico. It's about a family of Mexicans in Mexico City back in, I think it's the late 60s. I may be mistaken a little bit on my time, but it's a very, very controversial movie in some ways, basically because it was shot in black and white. Second, it was about a very controversial family. There's some issues that take place that are alarming, but yet true to life. So we're going to be very fortunate to have Roma shown here on Friday, March 1st. And then the next Friday, on March 8th, we're going to have a movie about Van Gogh, and it stars William DeVoe. Now, William DeVoe was at our International Film Festival last year in Guadalajara, and as we're talking films, I want to remind everybody, we have a International Film Festival in Guadalajara every first 10 days of March, and this is going to be, I believe, the 34th year for the film festival in Guadalajara. It's probably the most important Latin American film festival that there is. And our hats off to all the people that have been working with this International Film Festival for many, many years. We've seen some of the biggest stars in Hollywood come. Last year, we were very fortunate to have William DeVoe. We also had Guillermo del Toro, who, if you're not familiar with, he's one of the most famous Mexican directors. He won two Academy Awards last year. His film, The Shape of Water, won Best Movie, and he won Best Director for that film. A week and a half later, he was at the University of Guadalajara. He put on about a two-hour seminar to the students, faculty, staff, and a lot of visitors, because they all wanted to come and meet him and say hello. So we're very, very fortunate to have some really, really great talent. We've had a lot of the famous Mexican actors and actresses over the years. We have Ron Perlman, who is famous for Hellboy and the TV series Sons of Anarchy. We've had Bianca Jagger, who is the ex-wife, or the first wife, I should say, of Mick Jagger, the popular singer of the Rolling Stones, who, by the way, are going to, they're on tour now. They're going to be in New Orleans on May 2nd. If anybody has a couple extra tickets for the New Orleans Jazz Festival May 2nd, I'd sure like to go see the Rolling Stones. I missed them a couple of years ago when they were in Mexico City in March. But anyway, back to the film festival. We had the major film festival in Guadalajara, and then we bring an awful lot of it here. Our film festival here on campus in Puerto Vallarta and at many, many different venues around the Puerto Vallarta, Bay of Banderas area will be starting on March 11th. Going to, I believe, the 23rd, we'll have about 55 or 60 different movies, probably about 25 shorts, about 30 special events, things here on campus. Some of the directors, producers, come here and they put on classes for the kids or the general public. If you're into movies at all, it's a great, great opportunity to go see at least two or three movies every single day. Different parts of the Bay of Banderas, and everything is free and open to the public. And I want to say thank you very much in advance to all of our sponsors that help with this major, major film festival that we have. Please read my article in the Vallarta Tribune. It'll be coming out next Thursday. For the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be talking extensively about the International Film Festival. Hopefully we'll be able to name some of the movie stars, producers, directors that are going to be coming. So please, next Thursday, grab a copy of the Vallarta Tribune or go read it online. I want to say thank you very, very much to the Vallarta Tribune, which is a English-speaking newspaper that comes out every Thursday. You can find it at sites all over the Bay of Banderas. So please pick up an copy of that and look at my article. It's called Que Paso at the UDG, What's Happening Here at the University of Guadalajara. And I'll be talking a lot about the International Film Festival. So, again, it is going to be starting March 11th and going on till about the 23rd. I want to mention another thing. Next Saturday, March 2nd, we're going to have another Brigada. It's going to be in the neighborhood of Campo Verde, which is basically between the airport and the Vista Golf Course. It's about halfway. If you're on the Pidial Fubial Road or Estapa Road, which is about 2 miles in towards the mountains from the main highway, number 200, and it's about the same northernness as the airport and or the Vista Golf Courses. Again, it's the barrio or neighborhood of Campo Verde from 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be having the Verde Brigada. And if you're not familiar with what those are, the brigade is where we take about 30 professionals from the university, teachers and faculty and staff, and about 35 or 40 students. We go to a certain neighborhood and you can come and ask questions about almost anything. We set up tables and booths, and the people from the general public can come and they can get information, learn things about the campus, and learn things about what's going on at the University of Guadalajara and how you can be more involved. What type of people do we have? We have lawyers. We have doctors. We have nurses. We have physical therapists. We have engineers. We have architects. We have people that help you eat better. Can't think of the name. Nutritionists. But there's very, very many disciplines you can go. Computer people, that's a real important one. Accountings. You can go ask any kind of question to any of these professionals and get information free. Again, it's going to be on March 2nd from 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the barrio of Campo Verde. So be sure to take some time and go to the Brigada. I got a couple other things I want to talk about here at the University of Guadalajara. Then I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about that's going on here at the Bay of Banderas. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Once again, thank you very much for tuning in to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. That was a song that was written by two guys in Liverpool, England called, their names were Paul McCartney and John Lennon. The song is Here Comes the Sun. It was actually made more famous by their cohort, George Harrison, later on. But I played that. I usually will not play songs by the Beatles, the Who, the Rolling Stones, unless it's the original song itself. I think they did such a fabulous job that nobody else that can re-sing their song or replay their music can do near as good of a job as the original people did. But Jonathan said, since it's kind of a cloudy day, and Jonathan's my producer, I want to say thank you very much to him. He does a great job every Saturday turning on all the knobs and the controls and everything. If it wasn't for him, I'd be sitting here talking and nobody could hear a thing I said except me, which might not be a bad deal. But anyway, the reason I had him play that version of it is because there's two very special events coming on. Next Sunday, March 3rd, and Monday, March 4th, will be your last opportunity for a while to hear the Puerto Vallarta Chamber Orchestra. They're going to have two concerts. Again, it's going to be Sunday, March 3rd, and it's going to be at the School of the Americas, which is basically right behind the Hotel One near the airport. It's going to be starting at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. And then on Monday, March 4th, they're moving up to Paradise Village. They have a large concert building that also is the building they have Mass on every Sunday. So if you're a Catholic and want to go to Mass, or just any kind of religion and want to go see some Catholics pray and do their things, you can go there. But it's the Puerto Vallarta building. It's right next door to San Javier Hospital, right across from the Hard Rock Hotel in Nuevo Vallarta. So be sure next Sunday and Monday, March 3rd, at the School of the Americas, right behind the Hotel One by the airport, and on Monday, March 4th, at the Paradise Village Hall, go listen to the Puerto Vallarta Chamber Orchestra. This is an unbelievable group of volunteer musicians. They get together. They practice almost every Saturday for months and months and months. And I know I've been listening to their concerts for the last 4 years. Allison Normington, who is the second chair violinist, has been on the show many times. And it's just incredible the music that these people play as volunteers. This is not a professional orchestra, which you see in many, many fabulous cities around the world. But I do want to say one thing. We have a cellist that has retired here in the Bay of Banderas. He was the number one cellist for the Chicago, that's a little town up in Illinois, Chicago Orchestra, and he has retired here, and he will be playing for both concerts. So we're very, very fortunate to have a Grammy-winning cellist at this concert. So be sure to go see the Puerto Vallarta Chamber Orchestra. You can find more information about this and a lot of the things I talk about in the Vallarta Tribune. I can't say enough about this newspaper. They not only allow the university to have some space every week or so when I have the opportunity to write about it or when there's things going on here at the campus, but they also list many, many, many of the events going on here in the Bay of Banderas, and it's an educational tool also. They talk about all types of way of exchanging money, the buses, the travel that's going on, all the special events, so be sure to go and get a copy of the Vallarta Tribune. Another very special event that's going on today at the Encanto at 7 till 8:30, we have a young lady named Vanessa Arano, she's an opera singer, soprano, trained in Mexico City, unbelievable voice. I first heard this young lady about 3 years ago at a church. She was singing at a church, and I went to listen to her. Someone said, you ought to come listen to this girl. And Vanessa was over here from Mexico City for a short period of time, but she ended up staying here, and she actually came to the radio station. Believe it or not, I was hoping to have her on live today, but I don't think she could come because I had a show last night and she's probably still asleep. But her and Juan Carlos Villabosa, he's a piano player, they are playing at the Encanto tonight from 7 to 8:30. And if you want to hear some really, really great classical opera, I mean, all the songs that you can just imagine when you think of opera. Plus, she throws a lot of fun songs in, things that are more modern, more contemporary. Two years ago, we had a big party for the university sculpture forum, and we had them perform, and it was incredible. So please, if you want to hear some really, really unbelievable, beautiful opera music, very classical, and some fun tunes that Juan Carlos Villabosa, he's the pianist, they'll be performing tonight at Encanto from 7 to 8:30. I think there's still a few tickets, so go to Encanto, tell Tracy I said hello. And speaking of Tracy, Tracy is a good friend of mine. He is the owner of Encanto. He's one of the only few guys down here from Oklahoma that I know, the state that I was born and bred in. Anyway, he's the owner of Encanto, and he does a lot of great, great things charity-wise around the Bay of Banderas and brings some of the best entertainment around into this area. So be sure to go to Encanto anytime you can. But what I was going to mention about it, he also dresses up and as a character named Aunt Pearl. And Aunt Pearl, I think he named her after Pearl Bailey, or maybe Minnie Pearl. I think it's probably a cross between the two. He is going to be the MC today, or Aunt Pearl is, she is, at the 8th Annual Chili Cook-Off. And that is beginning today at 1 o'clock till 5. Doors open at 12. I've been a contest participant for the last 3 years in the Chili Cook-Off. Unfortunately, this year I had some other events today that I have to take care of, so I cannot cook the chili. I might be able to make it out there towards the very end. But if you're not familiar with the Chili Cook-Off, it's at the El Rio Barbecue, which is pretty close to the Quale River. Matter of fact, it's right on the Quale River, up in the mountains. If you're going to go by bus, you can take bus route 4 to the Cali Paseo Ancho, or you can just tell any cab driver in town, take me to the El Rio Barbecue, and they know exactly where you're going to be going. But this is the 8th Annual Chili Cook-Off. It's sponsored by many, many great organizations. Jay Sadler Project. Thank you to Dennis Reich. Matter of fact, I'm going to try and have Dennis on a little bit. I did an interview with him a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to play a little of it, I think, this morning, just to remind everybody, all the different people, because I can't remember who all is involved. I know Murphy's Barbecue Grill, or Murphy's Irish Pub, I'm sorry, Nacho Daddy's. There's so many others involved, but I think I'm going to have a little bit of an interview with Dennis Reich here in just a minute. But anyway, so today is a Chili Cook-Off, 1 o'clock till 5. Go. You'll have a lot of fun. Great, great music, great entertainment. They have a lot of raffles and auctions, and there'll be probably 15 to 18 restaurants, organizations that cook chili, and you get an opportunity. I think it's 200 pesos to get in, maybe 220 pesos. I'm not exactly sure, but it's not bad. You get to sample every single kind of chili by all the different chefs, and you get to get some riblets from the El Rio Barbecue, so you get a little bit of taste of barbecue. And I've got to admit, this barbecue's traditional barbecue. They actually use fire wood. They light a fire under this wood. They heat it up, make charcoals out of it, and cook their beef and ribs and pork over a fire. A lot of barbecue places around here take the meat, they boil it for a little bit, and then after they boil it, they throw it on a grill for about 30 seconds, throw some barbecue sauce, and call it barbecue. That ain't barbecue. And I'll tell you what, lived in Oklahoma and Texas all my life before I moved here, so I kind of know what barbecue is. I'll tell you one thing, though, the best barbecue ribs in the world are at the Dreamland Barbecue in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. If you don't believe me, well, just go over there and try them, and you'll call me and say, yep, you're right. Dreamland Barbecue, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the best ribs I ever had. Speaking about beef and the barbecue cook-off, pork, things like that that's happening today, chili, There's also an event that's taking place next week up in Bucerias. It is Veggie Fest. That's V-E-G-F-E-S-T. It is going to be taking place at 5 o'clock, March 1st, in the public plaza of Bucerias. And there's going to be over 50 stands, have everything vegetables. They're going to do talking about nutrition, how to eat vegetables, do yoga, things like that. They're going to have some music. They're going to have a lot of fun things going on up there at the Veggie Fest. Again, it's in Bucerias. I think it's a lot of vegetarians, different people that don't eat meat. I'm going to become a vegetarian when pigs, chickens, and cows are considered vegetables, okay? So you probably won't see me there because I like to eat beef. When you say, where's the beef? It's at my house. I'll tell you that. I love pork, beef. And so anyway, but if you're into all that cool, that vegan stuff, Veggie Fest is in Bucerias, Viernes, I think that's Friday, March 1st, starting at 5 o'clock. So go up there and see that. Speaking about movies, as I was a little while ago, the Oscars are tomorrow night. There's a lot of different places around town you can go watch the Oscars. I even think Cinemax or Cinépolis, one of the big movie theaters, are going to be showing them. So you can go and pay maybe 20 or 50 pesos and get to watch the Oscars on a big giant screen with a bunch of other people. Or you can go to a really, really fun place like Encanto, Nacho Daddy's, Act Two, Luna Lounges. A lot of the bars and grills have very, very special events. Some of them are very, very formal. You have to dress up and you get to walk the red carpet and get a little drink. I know that's going on, I think, at Nacho Daddy's, and Encanto might be a little bit less formal. But go to the Art Tribune and find out. There's a whole article about the Oscar party. It's taking place tomorrow. I could tell you he's going to win them all, but then you'd be mad at me for spoiling it, so I won't. Anyway, I want to talk about another really, really cool event, but we got to take a break right now. We're going to do so, and we'll be right back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world will turn it inside out and float it around in ecstasy. So
don't stop me now. Don't stop.
Cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. Such a good time, I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now.
I am having a good time now, and I hope you are too, listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show here on University of Guadalajara Radio 104.3 FEM. This is your host, Michael Nolan. I am so happy and pleased to be able to come every Saturday to the radio station and talk to you live and tell you about all the great events that are going on here at the University of Guadalajara. If you were listening a minute ago, you heard a couple of the commercials for our International Film Festival that I mentioned earlier is going to be taking place in March from about the 11th till the 23rd. Going to show about 50 different movies all over the Bay of Banderas, have about 20 different other events, gala opening, gala closing, and you got to get involved in this. Every year I talk to people about it, and they say, oh, I didn't know you had a film festival. You know, and they're surprised. Well, I talk about it pretty much the last half of February and about the first 2 weeks of March every year. And I write about it in the Vallarta Tribune. So when you find out the information, the dates, the times, please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell the people that are coming down here off the cruise ships. Go stand at the airport, hold up a big sign, say, hey, by the way, the university's having a film festival. So all the people getting off the planes will know about it. You'll see a lot of the film festival volunteers out there picking up our celebrities. We have celebrities flying from Guadalajara and all over the world. And you'll see a lot of the volunteers out there. One of the car dealerships, I don't know which one this year, sponsors us. But the last couple of years, we've been very, very fortunate to the car dealerships that will loan us a couple of cars to go pick people up from the airport and here, there, or the other. Bus terminal, it just depends on how they get here. But please, tell all your friends and neighbors about the International Film Festival. I'm going to be talking a lot more about it next week and the weeks after that. So, anyway, back to some fun things. Next week, there is the River Festa 8, Ocho. It's March 2nd and 3rd. It's a fundraiser. Got a lot of great sponsors. And again, River Fest 8 is going to be at the El Rio Barbecue. So this week, next week, Saturday and Sunday, there's a lot of cool stuff going on at the El Rio Barbecue. As I mentioned earlier, the Chili Festival is today there. Next week's going to be River Fest 8. There's another very, very important event coming up on March 20th and 23rd. It's still a ways off. I'm going to have the director of Circlo de los Niños. What this is a very, very exciting event that takes place in San Pancho. It's March 20th and 23rd this year. Tickets are on sale now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a gentleman named Gilles Sainte-Lacroix. He was a Frenchman that lived in Canada. He was one of the original founders of Cirque du Soleil. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, there's about 12 of the big major corporation hotels have Cirque du Soleils. They also take it on tour from time to time. It's a very unique, very incredible group of acrobats, dancers, actors, singers, musicians. They're incredible, talented people that put on these unbelievable programs under the title of Cirque du Soleil. And it's amazing. Mr. St. Croix came down several years ago, moved to San Pancho, and started a little program for some kids to give them something to do after school. And I think for 2 weeks, he taught some classes and had about 12 kids. Well, many years later, now he runs this thing about 27 weeks, takes about a two-week break, then runs it for about another 20 weeks. He has it about almost year-round. These kids have great opportunities to learn things all about themselves, build self-esteem, keep out of trouble by hanging out on the streets. They go to this unbelievable facility that they built. Well, once a year they have a major fundraiser to keep this facility going year-round, and it's going to be again on March 20th through the 23rd. Tickets are on sale now, so please take time to go online or contact the Cirque du Soleil people, De Los Niños, up in San Pancho. Okay, there's another really, really cool event taking place for Corazón de las Niñas. It's going to be at the River Cafe. And I got to say, very, very thank you, very big thank you to River Cafe. They are always one of our major sponsors during the Sculpture Forum and also during the International Film Festival. Matter of fact, I think the last 2 years we've had our kickoff press conference at the River Cafe. The family that runs that is just an incredible family. They give so much back to the community. So if you've never eaten at the River Cafe, it's one of the most beautiful, traditional Mexican restaurants. It's right on the River Cuali. If you're going over the bridge from north to the Romantic Zone, the River Cafe sits right underneath it. This very, very special event is going to be for the Corazón de las Niñas. It's Artists for Orphans. It's a silent art auction. They have some incredible auctions, artists donating things, and you'll be able to come there and bid on these beautiful, beautiful works of art. All the money is going to be going to Corazon de las Niñas, which, if you don't know what that place is, you need to know. It is an unbelievable orphanage that was started about, I think, 8 or 9 years ago, and by a lady and her mother. They took in 7 young girls that had been more or less kicked out and thrown out on the street by the people that were running the orphanage. And I hate to say this, but it was the social services of Mexico. They just put these kids down the street. This lady and her mother took them in. And anyway, they started Corazon de las Niñas. And this place has grown and grown and grown. It went from 7 girls to, I think they have over 60 boys and girls. They feed these kids. They educate these kids. They house these kids. They clothe these kids. Everything that these kids learn from babies all the way up to, I think, 18 years of age when they get to adulthood, Corazon de las Niñas takes care of these people, as well as hundreds of people that donate money. Great, great sponsors such as, I know Costco donates tons and tons of food to them. There's so many different organizations and people, I just can't name them all, that helps Corazon de las Niñas. But this is going to be a very, very special event, Saturday, March 9th from 1 to 4 o'clock. Suggested donations, 500 pesos. Be sure to get involved with this organization. It's going to be an unbelievable opportunity for you to help some very, very needy kids out. And I want to say thank you to all the different organizations. I have a lot of them here on my program because I think they're very, very special and they do great things. A lot of the Canadians, a lot of the Americans, a lot of the Mexicans, a lot of the people from Europe run programs here. I know one the last couple weeks that held a fundraiser just to buy uniforms for the little children in Hereditaris. I know another organization that is building an old folks home for very needy senior citizens here in the Bay of Banderas. There's organizations like Rotario, the Rotary Serve program that does an awful lot, the Jay Sadler Project. It goes on and on and on. There's so many great, great organizations down here taking care of the needy, the homeless, the people that are in a lot worse shape than a lot of us are. You know, most of us complain and gripe about things, and we are really unbelievably blessed. Believe it or not, you might think you don't have much, but I guarantee you have so much more. If you have your health, that's important right there. But anyway, Artists for Orphans, it's going to be a great, great event. It's going to be March 9th. We'll talk more about that next week. Also, I mentioned last week that I had some friends that went to the airport to go on a very romantic trip to Las Vegas for Valentine's Day. And unfortunately, the man was American. Well, this isn't unfortunately, but that's not the unfortunate part of the story, but this is part of the story. He was an American. She was Mexican. They got to the airport. They went up to the ticket counter and they said, "Ma'am, we're sorry, but your American visa's expired. You're not going to be able to go on the trip." Very, very dramatic. It kind of put a damper on their romantic getaway to Las Vegas. Why am I telling you this? Because that couple just, for some reason, overlooked the fact of the expiration date of her visa. Everybody out there listening has a passport or a visa or a driver's license or some type of important document. It might be health insurance policy. Please take 5 minutes, not now, after the show. You know, I'm not going to let you miss any of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. After the show, go look at your important documents, your driver's license, visa, passports, whatever it might be, health insurance, policies. Get them renewed. Look at the dates, and don't just try and do it a week or two in advance, because sometimes passports might take 6 to 8 weeks to get them renewed. Visas. The country of Mexico has changed a lot of the rules and regulations about getting your visa, your temporary or permanent. Car registration, that's another thing. Insurance. I learned that at the Noamar Insurance Fest last week. They had everything insurance, a great, great program, and thank you very much, Noamar, for helping me learn a lot more about insurance things I didn't know about. Please, If you don't do anything else that I've told you to do today, go look at your important documents, because I don't want anybody else to be at the airport or at the bus station or have an accident and you don't have insurance on your car or your boat or your home, or you want to go somewhere and your passport's expired. Go look at those documents, okay? They're very, very important. It takes some time sometimes to get these done. I know the visas, if you're a Mexican citizen, you want an American visa, you have to go to Guadalajara to the United States consulate, but you don't actually go to the consulate. You have to fill out all the forms and everything online. You do that. They give you an appointment date. You go for the appointment date. You go to a building about six blocks from the consulate. They take your photograph and your fingerprints, and if you're approved for your visa, you get it. But it takes a while to do this. So please, that's my little editorial for the day. Don't be caught at the airport with an expired visa or passport like this really, really unique couple that I knew that that happened to. So anyway, we're going to take a break. I think we're going to have a little bit of a replay interview with Dennis Reich about the Chili Festival today, because he's the one that tells you all the different things that are going on and knows all the sponsors. So we're going to do that. Thank you again for tuning in to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I really, really appreciate you listening. It's an honor for me to come here every Saturday and talk to the listening audience of the Bay of Banderas. I meet so many interesting people here, and it's just a great, great place to live. And I say thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to come and talk every Saturday. I hope you learned something. If not, I hope you enjoy the music. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back more with the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Bicycle, I can speak to everybody on Commercial Street. I'm gonna ring my bell, it's a sunny day and the ocean's calling, get out my way. Hello seagull, hello ice cream, hello Ellie, hello Violet Jean, hello trolley, hello truck, hello poodle, don't push your luck, yeah. My bicycle feels so good, terrorizing the neighborhood. I'm gonna race the pedicabs, dodge the cars. It's the middle of summer, look, no handlebars. Hey! 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 Oh. Hello, policeman. Hello, Pauline. Hello, fisherman. Hello, muscle queen. Hello, ladies. Hello, gents. Look, lemonade for sale for just 50 cents. Hey! Hey!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, on University of Guadalajara Radio. I want to say thank you once again for tuning in. A couple weeks ago, I went to the Medical Matters. What a great event that was put on by Pam Thompson and Kelly Trainer and many, many, many other volunteers. I want to say thank you to all the medical professionals that came and gave information out, held seminars. It was a very, very educational event. But one thing that I did notice while I was there was the heavy emphasis on nutrition. And, of course, nutrition is very, very important. The better you eat, the better you take care of your body with exercise and other things, the less chance you're going to have to be sick and need doctors of all types. So I think it's very, very important to take care of yourself with physical fitness, very good nutrition, and good exercise. But one thing I noticed, there really wasn't a whole lot for kids. And I think it's very, very important that we teach our children or our grandchildren to, at a very early age, eat properly, get physical fitness,
do a lot of activities, not just sit around on the computer or the iPhone or the iPad or whatever. So many of our kids, and I'm talking high school down, that's all they do anymore. And I see it in my grandkids. So I think it's very, very important that we help educate our children when they're young, from a very early age of 2 or 3, when they first can comprehend why they're putting food in their body and how important it is to exercise. So I've been looking for different people and different organizations that tried to distill this information and knowledge to our children. And I've met a very interesting couple, Allie and Jesus. They're entrepreneurs here in the Bay of Banderas area. And so we're going to talk to them a little bit today about a very unique and special product that they've developed. So first of all, Allie, Jesus, thank you very much for taking your time to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Thank you, Michael. We are very thankful with you. We want to share all our information with all the mothers that are worried about their diet and nutrition for their child. And we would like to explain a little bit of our product.
Now, she comes a little bit from a background medical. Her father's a doctor, and she's studied biology at the university. And her husband, Jesus, is a very, very fit young man. He's about half my age, and he reminds me a lot of me when I was in my 20s and 30s. He kind of has the body of a younger Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's an honor to be here. And I think our main perspective is to give the people, the kids, the right information how they can eat right and have the right nutrients.
Now you have, I guess, been in physical fitness all your life, because you're very, I mean, I wish you could see how healthy this young couple is. And it's, I know they are, because they're exercising all the time. I see them in the neighborhood exercising. They eat right. I invite them over all the time for chili cheese dogs or hamburgers, and they say, well, you know, we'll bring our own nutritional, really, really good food. And that's great. I'm glad they do that. And their little boy, I've watched them give him food, and it's usually vegetables, fruits, things that are very, very healthy, and we should all be eating a lot more of it, at least I should anyway. But I noticed that you mentioned to me one day you weren't finding the right kind of vitamins out on the market that you wanted to give him, that are supplements and things like that.
Yes.
So you all have come up with a product that, why don't you all tell us about it?
Okay, thank you first, Michael. Well, as a mother, I was kind of worrying because I overcook a little bit the vegetables. And, you know, when you overcook the veggies, you are losing all the vitamins. So it really, it won't receive the real amount vitamins the body. So we start to doing a research and development product, because when we were looking for a supplement for our kid in vitamins, we just find that they were, sorry for that, but a piece of crap products, because they are full of sugar and they are, you know,
artificial flavors,
very big tablets, so the kid can
choke, and also
the gummies. Well, let's talk about the gummies.
The gummy bear type vitamins that you see on the market today.
Exactly, they are horrible, because the thing is, the mother doesn't know that the vitamins are very special. When you heat over the vitamin, it will oxide, so it will lose the benefit. So the gummies are like eating just sugar,
mm-hmm.
nothing at all. So we decide to develop a product that it will be the right amount of
vitamins.
Vitamins. Sorry, my English is very special, but I hope you will understand me.
Well, and you can tell she lived in Oklahoma for a short part of her life.
Understand.
And no wonder she speaks such perfect Queen's English.
They spoke more Spanish than English there.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So I didn't learn any word. But and then back to the product. Okay, let me explain you what it's about. It's coming in a sachet, you know, like a ketchup packing. It's a pack very practical to the mothers to keep in whatever place, to put in the bag, to...
to take it with you everywhere.
Yeah, they don't have to be refrigerated. There's no special opening lid, top, or anything.
Exactly.
No. Okay.
It is a real fruit inside with vitamins complex B and C. Why just that? Because they are water-soluble vitamins.
Okay.
So it means that when you are eating a lot of these quantity of vitamins, the body will absorb the right amount that the body needs, and the other part, it will be...
washed out of the system.
Washed out, exactly. So you can eat it like a snack, a healthy snack for the child. It doesn't have sugar added because it's a real fruit. It doesn't have artificial and color and
dyes.
And
it doesn't have any negatives. Everything in it's positive. Very, very good and healthy for you, right?
Right.
Right. So there's nothing like this in the market. We just did a whole
research.
Even in other countries, and we cannot find a product like ours.
The right vitamin.
Now you said it was vitamin C and vitamin D?
Vitamin B. C and B.
Complex B.
Complex B.
B. Okay.
B. Yeah, all the complex. You know, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6.
I know you too.
B7.
The rock group out of Ireland.
Yeah, so you can take it like instead of a candy. You know, instead of giving a lollipop, a chocolate, or something chewing, you can do Easy Pop. And you are giving benefits to your child instead of...
and making him happy at the same time.
Yeah, because it's so delicious. And you can eat it in... many, many types. You can put it in your bread, like a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay.
Because it's like a jelly.
Okay.
It comes like a jelly. You can put it in the fridge, and you can eat it cold. You can eat it direct of the package, because it's a small package. And it's very practical. It's very... I don't know. It's very unique.
Very unique. And it's got a unique name. You mentioned it a minute ago, but people probably didn't realize it's called
Easy Pop.
Easy Pop.
Easy Pop.
That's a cool name. It's fun to say too. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back with a little bit more information, especially from Jesus, about how important it is to eat properly and get the exercise. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. We're going to continue our conversation with Allie and Jesus about a product, a vitamin supplement, I guess you can call it a supplement, that they've developed called Easy Pop. And it comes in a little, kind of like a tube or package that, like you see, ketchup or mayonnaise come in sometimes.
Yeah.
It's plastic, I guess, or is it?
Yes, it's plastic.
Plastic, and you just open it up. Squirt it in your mouth or put it on a sandwich or...
Yes, yes.
There's so many different ways you can take it. Is it water soluble to where you can put it in like some milk or some juice and stir it up? Or,
exactly. You can do it in whatever you want to.
Can you put it on a cheeseburger?
Ah.
That's how I have to eat it.
You can. And do it in...
You just, any way you get it, the important thing is, right, Jesus, is to get it into your body and into your child's body.
Yeah, exactly. And it will absorb the correct vitamins very quickly.
Okay.
A difference with the liquids, with the tablets, with the...
Gummies.
No, the gummies are a piece of crap. Sorry.
Yeah, we talked about that. Well, a friend of mine, Matthew McConaughey, who a lot of people know as an actor, he was actually in a movie called the Dallas Buyers Club, and he lost 60 pounds. That's about 25 kilos in about 5 months. And I asked him, I said, how did you do that? I mean, how disciplined did you have to be to lose that amount of weight? Because he was in very good shape and really not overweight at the time. But to play the role of someone that's been infected with the HIV virus for many years, he had to lose that much weight. And he said, Michael, believe it or not, he said, exercise is very important. But our body, he said, 95% of losing that weight was what I put in my mouth. He said, I had to just almost sew my lips closed for a long time because I love to eat and drink and he could afford anything he wants. But he said, that's the important role, is what you put in your mouth. And if you're putting cheeseburgers and hot dogs like I do all the time,
you will look like a hot dog.
You will look like me.
But if you
look like Jesus, because he eats properly, gets plenty of exercise, and talk about the nutritional part of being just physically fit.
Just what you were saying, you are what you eat. That's it.
And you are what you marry.
Well, they say happy life, happy wife, or vice versa, or something like that.
So, I think... with, of course, first the food, that's the most important, to eat healthy, and of course have a balance of workout, any sport, but you need to keep that balance.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot eat bad and have the right amount of exercise during the week. You need to eat right to have, so you can exercise.
Now, calories are very important, our calorie intake. But I had a friend who was a professional bodybuilder, and he ate like 10, 12,000 calories a day. But he was probably burning off twice that many because he worked out actually 4 or 5 hours every day.
Of course.
But somebody like myself, I'm 60, almost 65, and I'm in pretty bad shape, but I haven't been to a doctor in 25 years, so I guess I'm not in that bad of shape. If I wanted to really get in good shape, should I lose the weight first and then exercise, or exercise and...
Well, I think you need to do both. You can start having a diet,
mm-hmm.
just a diet, eating right, not eating
small
portions. No, just eating the right stuff.
Okay.
And also start easy with the exercise, but keeping it from low to higher, like how do you say, like
more intense? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I noticed that you do a lot of different. You bike ride, you surf, you lift weights, you jog, you walk a lot. You do I guess that kind of keeps the routine different. So
yeah.
You're always doing something different. Right?
Yes.
More fun that way.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and also you can work in different. You can work your body
mm-hmm.
totally in different ways. You know, you if you need to work stretching, then you can be flexible. If you need to work with weights, that you get strength. If you work with martial arts, you get agility. So it's a mix of everything. I think it's good.
Well, that's important. But again, I think that eating right is the healthiest, and getting exercise.
Of course.
I would say that 70% of the body is the diet, and the other 30% is the exercise.
Would you all buy into yoga and Pilates and that kind of? They say it's good for your core and good for your mind, and a lot of people do that here in this part of the world.
I think yoga, what it does, it gives you a lot of flexibility if you do it right.
Okay.
And I think flexibility is one good thing to keep your body young. That's very important.
Go back a little bit to Easy Pop. Am I saying that correct?
Yes, you're saying correct.
Perfect.
That's the name of your vitamin supplement that you came up for children mainly. I guess adults could use it also. Are you all selling it online? Are you selling it over in stores? Or where? If I wanted to go get some for my grandkids, could I go get some of that stuff at?
Well, if you live in the Republic, in the Mexican Republic, you can order free shipping in online. That is Easy Pop Vitamins.
That's easy, like Easy
like
Rider,
easy,
the movie.
Easy, fácil, yes.
And Pop, P-O-P.
Easy Pop, P-O-P.
Is it .com, easypop.com, or?
Vitaminas in Spanish.
Okay.
Well, vitamins, but in Spanish, vitaminas.com. It's very easy. It's
vitamins. Easy Pop
Vitamins,
or just vitamins?
Yes,
Easy Pop Vitamins.com. But in Spanish, vitaminas.
Well, we have an awful lot of listeners that are bilingual and an awful lot of listeners that are just...
Translate the...
They speak Spanish. But they listen here because they know if they listen to me each week, their English is going to be so much more improved. No, they listen for the music, and I keep them awake if they're driving, and because I talk so loud and so obnoxiously, they never know what I'm going to say next. People tune in even though they don't understand me, just so they'll stay awake.
Yeah. Like you were saying, my father is a good pediatrician in Guadalajara. So we were showing the product to all the Committee of Pediatrics in Guadalajara, and they were very happy because it's nothing like this in the market. It's a new concept of vitamins for children. It's very easy to eat it, and
kids have fun with it.
Exactly.
It's something new.
They enjoy it because it tastes like jelly. It comes in two flavors. It comes in mango and red fruits.
Okay, a lot of Hispanic listeners, like I said. Why don't you, in just maybe a minute or two, in Spanish, go ahead and kind of summarize what we've been talking about. You have a new product called Easy Pop for the little kids and what it does in Spanish. So our listeners that aren't fluent yet in English can understand what we're trying to talk about today. Okay, so Ali Hayes.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, right now.
Pues muchas gracias. Espero que sea un poco más explícito el producto en español. Nos gusta a mi esposo y a mí ofrecer la oportunidad de encontrar un snack saludable para sus hijos. Si tú vas a una tienda de suplementos y buscas y lees las etiquetas y los ingredientes, puedes darte cuenta que, bueno, la mayoría pueden tirarse a la basura o no servirán de mucho para tus hijos. En cambio, si tú pruebas Easy Pop en tus hijos, notarás un cambio en sus defensas, en su sistema inmunológico. ¿Por qué? Porque tiene las cantidades requeridas diarias que cubriría un niño a partir de 2 años hasta los 12. Puedes utilizarlo de diferentes maneras. Vienen en sobrecitos súper prácticos para traerlos en todos lados. Como mamá, bueno, yo, ¿qué les puedo decir? Odio las tabletas porque Además de que siento que le estoy dando medicina a mis hijos, hay un riesgo de ahogamiento enorme. Odio los jarabes porque, bueno, es una lata estarlos sirviendo y luego uno termina súper embarrado y parece que, bueno, que se fue a dar un baño ahí con la miel y termina uno pegostioso. Entonces, es un producto ideal para las mamás que están ahora sí que buscando ser prácticas, que buscan lo correcto para sus hijos, que buscan ahora sí que un snack saludable, que intentan evadir los azúcares, que intentan evadir los dulces refinados y todo ese tipo de situaciones. Yo les recomendaría que probaran Easy Pop, que está al alcance en Guadalajara, en las tiendas de la casita Delicatessen. Aquí en Puerto Vallarta lo pueden encontrar en Amaranta Nutrición Integral. Lo pueden encontrar también en el Gymboree. Online está, es www.easypopvitaminas.com. Toda la información que quieren escuchar, cómo funciona cada vitamina, cómo funciona el complejo B y la vitamina C en el organismo de sus hijos, está perfectamente explícito en esa página. Y ahora sí que estamos a sus órdenes. Nos gustaría mucho escuchar sus comentarios. De igual manera tenemos un apartado que dice contacto y nos encantaría escuchar sus opiniones, sus preguntas, y estamos ahí para resolvérselas a cada uno de ustedes.
Thank you. I understood about 17% of that. I want to say thank you for talking to everybody. I want to ask you another couple of questions about another topic. Do you have a couple of minutes to stick by?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Welcome back to everybody. We're going to continue our conversation with Allie and Jesus. And we've talked about a product that came up. They've come up with Easy Pop, a vitamin supplement. But what I want them to talk about for just a minute now is another important topic besides nutrition and eating healthy and getting the right exercise. You've started this product a while back, and you had to work through everything, the research, the development, as entrepreneurs. Now I want you to put your entrepreneur hat on. What are some tips or ideas that you can give to other young couples or other people that are trying to be entrepreneurs, develop a product, a website, it could be anything, a new pair of shoes. Nike's got some competition today as of the other day. They didn't, from that shoe falling apart, I don't know if you saw that or not. But anyway, what ideas or what tips can you give other entrepreneurs about working the system, doing the right development, the right research? Can you speak on that a little bit? I mean, I'm sure some things went really, really easy, and then some things were really, really hard. Some problems you ran into where you had to get this rule or regulation or whatever, because there are different rules and regulations here in Mexico than there are in the United States, starting a company or starting a new product or whatever. Can you kind of give other people a little bit of an idea or tips on how to avoid negative things and power through the positives?
Yeah, I will say the first thing you have to be on mind is you have to solve a question. So what are you going to do with your product? Is it going to be a benefit for the society, or it's going to be a benefit in your wallet? So if you worry about the society, it will work. Because you are doing a purpose, not just for one people, even for many people that are going to work behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think the first thing that for me to tell them is to never give up. Just keep up all the time. And I think what Ali was saying, if it's a matter of helping also. It's not a matter of helping me. Helping, I mean, all of them, mm-hmm. you know? And I, sorry for my English, sometimes I...
You get excited.
Yeah, I get
kinda
excited.
Kind of like I do.
But it's also, you know, to help and how I said, don't give up.
It's not easy, like easy pop. Just kidding. But it's not easy, but like my husband was saying, you have to work on it. Don't give up. You do the right things in order to get your goal. You don't have to skip any step. Go step by step, slowing, but with confidence. And
if you do the right thing, it's going to come back to you the right way.
Are there any organizations or foundations or anything that can kind of help entrepreneurs with either research or funding or ideas, think tanks? That I'm sure you all probably did everything on your own.
Yes.
But I guess, did you run into any organization that tried to help you?
No.
Not really?
Not okay. Really.
I know it's a lot of hard work starting a business or a company. And so anyway, well, I just thought it'd be maybe a help to other people that since you all have already done it and done all the hard work. Now, I do want to mention one thing. You were talking about helping society and paying back. That's one thing that you all are doing with the benefits or the sales and profits of Easy Pop.
Yes.
It's you're giving back to the community. A portion of the funds are going to charities.
Exactly. You're right. That's the point of selling Easy Pop, because it's not just helping our wallet. It's just helping, first of all, the child that is going to eat the product.
That's the main thing, yes.
Then the mother that is going to buy the product and be practical mother. Then all the people that are behind us helping to develop the product, we are also wanting with a portion. We want to help kids with no parents. We will like to do that, because to be a kid is, I think it's very special to have your parents in
your life, of course.
In your life, exactly. And, you know, this is a hard world, I know. But I think if you do benefits with your society, it will help you in your life, and it will help others' lives.
Well, that's very well put. I want to say thank you very much, first of all, for your time today. Thank you for the information that you provided. And thank you for being a young entrepreneur couple here in the Bay of Banderas that's trying to help others with a very great product called Easy Pop. And again, you gave out the contact information, correct?
Correct.
In English and Spanish?
You can find us in Google, like Easy Pop Vitaminas, and it will say our information. And thank you, Michael. I promise I will study better my English to the next interview.
Well, you did a great job. And I'll tell you what, anybody that uses English as a second or third language, I don't ever say anything, because they already can speak so much better another language, like you two, Spanish. So I'm never going to make fun of anybody else's English, because it's a second language to you, and your second language, English or third language, is much better than my second language, Spanish. So anyway,
thank you so much.
It's an honor to have you on the program. Please, if you have any questions, contact them. And they'll be able to provide you with all the information, all the product information, and where you can get this great product for kids. Like I said earlier, if you teach them how to eat properly and get the right exercise when they're young, when they get old like me, they're not going to have problems with the medical industry. They're going to be able to sell right past all that. So anyway, thank you a lot for your time. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Tell me something. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? you're searching for, I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
Listen to the three of you, you're all worrying far too much. After all, you can't lose what you've never lost.
I don't understand.
Well, do you ever lie awake at night, just between the dark and the morning light, searching for the things you used to know, looking for the place where the lost things go? Do you ever dream or reminisce, wondering where to find what you truly miss? Well, maybe all those things that you love so are waiting in the place where the lost things go. Memories you've shared, gone for good you feared, they're all around you still, though they've disappeared. Nothing's really left or lost without a trace. Nothing's gone forever, only out of place. So maybe now the dish and my best spoon are playing hide-and-seek just behind the moon, waiting there until it's time to show. Spring is like that now, far beneath the snow, hiding in the place where the lost things go.
Now, time to get some sleep. And in the morning, bright and early, we'll take that bowl to my cousin. We'll have it mended.
Well, those are a couple of the songs that are up for best song for the Oscars tomorrow. And if you're not going to watch them, you're going to miss out a lot of fun. There's parties all over town, as I was mentioning earlier. It's going to be a really, really fun time. Some of the places are getting really, really dressed up and have like red carpet out and everything, but others are more casual. But I hope you do watch the Oscars. My prediction, the best movie is going to be Roma. Director is going to be Alfonso. He's going to win it for Roma. Supporting actor is going to be Mahershala Ali. Actress is going to be Regina King. Best song is going to be the one I just played from A Star Is Born Shadow. Animated feature is going to be probably Incredibles 2. Foreign language is, of course, going to be Roma. And you get to guess the others. Best actor is going to be the young man that played Freddie Mercury, I'm sorry, in Bohemian Rhapsody. And I think best actor is going to be probably Lady Gaga. Maybe the young lady from Roma, not sure. But anyway, I hope you all have a lot of fun watching them. Remember, we got a lot of really, really great things going on here at the university. The Brigada next week on March 2nd is going to be at Vista El Campo Verde, the neighborhood between the Vista golf courses and the airport. Campo Verde going to be starting at 9 o'clock going till 2. And we're going to be showing the movie Roma. Hopefully it'll win Best Picture. We're going to be showing it here March 1st at 1 o'clock, free, open to the public. And also, next Wednesday, we're going to be having the music concert on February 22nd of the Kings of Leon. The big film festival starts here in a couple of weeks. We're going to be having a lot more about that next week and the week after. And I hope everybody informs their neighbors and friends about the International Film Festival that we have here in Puerto Vallarta. It's a great, great opportunity to see a lot of great films. One of the films that I'm really looking forward to seeing, and I don't think probably anybody else in this town has seen, is one called Float Like a Butterfly. It is about a family in Ireland, right outside the County Cork, Ireland. And it's about a young girl and her family and her trials growing up with an alcoholic parent, a father that went to prison. Very, very tough time in a very poor section of Ireland. But it's a very dramatic, very enjoyable movie. So be sure to go see Float Like a Butterfly. It's an Irish film, and I think you'll really, really enjoy it. There's going to be a lot of great, great movies. So please tune in the next couple of weeks. Tell your friends to go see some of the different movies. We'll have them here at the campus. We will have a lot on the Malecón, probably at Oscars down on the river. Over in the romantic zone, we'll have quite a few movies. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy it all. I want to say ahead of time, thank you to all the volunteers, all the students and all the volunteers are going to be helping take place. And all of our major sponsors. We still need some sponsors. If you'd like to help sponsor the University of Guadalajara International Film Festival, if you're a hotel and you're listening, we need some places to keep some of our celebrities and our guests that are going to be coming in. One hotel, the St. Regis up in Punta de Mita, has been very, very generous the last 4 or 5 years, giving us the opportunity to keep our VIP guests, some of the famous movie stars and directors that come here. We get an opportunity to keep them or let them stay up at the St. Regis and enjoy that beautiful complex up there. I don't know the list of the other sponsors right now, but thank you very much. I know one of the main car dealerships will be loaning us cars. I think last year it was Kia of Vallarta. The year before that, I think it was Toyota or maybe Honda. I might be wrong, but anyway, if you are a corporation, hotel, car company, restaurant, if you'd like some of our celebrities to come in and eat at your restaurant, If you'll throw in some few free meals, we'd be very, very appreciative. Your name will go on the sponsors board. It is shown before every single film and every event for probably a good 10 minutes. So your name will constantly be flashing the company, and we do appreciate that very, very much. This is a really major international film festival. Last year we showed, I think, 53 movies, and we counted, more or less, we try and count the people who are watching each movie. Over 50,000 participants came to watch the movies. We'll have about 25 different events here on campus for the students and the multimedia people. And it's just a really, really great thing, and I hope you take the time to go enjoy the movies, go to some of the different functions that we have for the International Film Festival. The country of honor, every year we have a country of honor, and this year it's Chile. Last year it was part of Spain, Catalonia. The year before that it was Germany, Alemania. But this year it's Chile, so we're going to have some fun Hispanic-type films. We'll have some great movies from the United States. It's in six or seven different sections. But we're going to be talking a whole lot more about that next week. So I want to go ahead and say thank you very much for all the people that were on the show today. Dennis Reich, Allie, and Jesus, talking about nutrition and things like that. I want to thank you very much for listening and tuning in today. Be sure to go to the Chili Festival. It starts here in about an hour. Also, go down to the Encanto and watch one of the premier opera singers in this country sing tonight, and enjoy Oscars Sunday. We'll be back next Saturday with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be talking to you next week. Have a great week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista!